Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night Podcast. This is just a tad bit awkward because we have not gone live before. So we are recording our episode and doing a little bit of Facebook Live today so you guys can see us in action and see how we what. And we are through the hard way up in this mug. Turn up. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted. Here with my girls, Lexi, Lex, and Miss Meek and Meek.
Hello. And
Peanut is in the background. Come here real quick, Peanut.
Our favorite co-host.
I guess she's a favorite.
Tell me your baby, Lexi.
Say hi.
I know you don't got nothing to say.
Right, nothing at all. She don't like the camera on her.
I'm going to... Okay, it is. I just had to lean in to make sure it was live because I don't see it on my personal Facebook. But anyway, for our people listening, we aren't going to forget you guys either. This is Ladies Night episode or season 2 episode. I think this is 21.
I believe so.
21. And today we are talking about feminism, which I'm kind of excited to talk about because...
Girl power.
Right, it's girl power. And I'm surprised we haven't talked about it before. We've talked about slut shaming, and we've talked about, I guess, pregnancy and lots of other women topics, but we've never actually taken on the feminism topic. So I think this will be a good conversation. Last week, we had International Women's Day, so we highlighted some of our favorite women on our Instagram account. And we are doing a giveaway for our listeners and viewers to this episode. So we are going to drop a letter to a word about every eight minutes. So if you have the whole word by the end of the episode and send it to us tomorrow, yes, I do put my hand over my child's mouth.
It'd be like that.
Right? Then you can send us that word tomorrow and we will go ahead and give you your prize. And so the first letter to the word is V. So stay tuned for that. Our theme songs for this episode are Flawless by Beyonce.
Number one.
Because you wake up flawless, post up flawless, all that other stuff. Can't Hold Us Down by Christina Aguilera.
Yes, that's my G.
I had to go ask her to on the Apple Music a few days ago because I forgot all about her.
Yes, that's from the Stripped album. Yes.
Girl, an honorable mention is Destiny's Child, Independent Women, Woman, Part 1 and 2.
Throw your hands up, baby. All the mamas are
clocking
dollars. Throw your hands up, baby.
Hey,
that's a jam.
I think
that's
I want a little flat
over that's there. That's a bop. That's still a bop.
Right. And yeah. Do y'all remember part two, though?
Yeah. Ooh. Don't you do that. Girl, life is. I'm my own money and I'm my own way. Always I remember the feeling on me.
Right.
When it's all over, please get up and leave. Please don't call me baby, cause I call you. Don't need. Okay, I'm done.
That was the jam. All the 90s babies know what's up with that.
I used to love that song, too. The second part.
Girl, that was
I forgot shit. About part two. I was like, woo,
that's what I said. Part one and two. If you will, you know what's up. So, moving right along. Lex, you got some tea for us this week.
Yes. But before we start the tea, we have our general little icebreaker game. So, I came across this today. And believe, since we are talking about feminism, we're going to play What's Your Vagina Name? So, yeah. So, first letter of your first name and the first letter of your last name will tell you what your vagina name is. We're going to pass it around. Mine happened to be A and W, of course. So, mine is Princess Penis Flytrap.
Oh, I think I saw that before. I think mine was cute. It was like banana something. Go ahead, Nico.
I'm trying to be stupid. The Glorious... Glitter biscuit, but y'all know what? I love glitter.
Okay, glorious right. And glitter biscuits are good though.
And people like to eat biscuits.
They do.
Girl, I ate two of them yesterday.
Get that you was, a good biscuit with some jam or jelly.
Dry, but I ate them.
Oh yes.
A little honey from the Popeyes.
Who got the best biscuits, y'all?
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to say Popeyes.
I do love Popeyes, but I like me some good old Pillsbury from the oven.
I was about to say Popeyes.
Buttermilk.
Restaurant biscuits be a little dry. Mm. Fast food restaurants, it just be like, man.
But Kroger got a really good brand of butter biscuits.
True. And then Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster will always be the go-to.
So, my cootie cat's name is...
My cootie cat. You gotta say like
that's
Jocelyn.
What it was. Right? The Insatiable Banana Basket.
Insatiable. I like these adjectives. Right? Y'all got nice adjectives.
Glorious,
I'm sorry, mine can be a penis fly trap because, yeah.
Right, that's
once you get in, you ain't getting out.
Squeeze that thing.
Right?
There you go. All right. So moving on to the tea for this week. So first off, hats off to Ryan Coogler and Ava DuVernay, Wrinkle in Time and Black Panther for the first time ever in history. Top two spots at the box office. Black directors. Can we get an amen?
And what's amen?
A We've come such a long way.
Black Panthers hit a billion.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
A billion. I'm dang near going to go see it again since I'm on spring break. I'm trying to make it a billion point one.
I know. Okay? Let's go. We should go tomorrow. Shout out to all our cousins out there buying movie tickets because y'all know we don't like to go to the theater.
I'm so glad no one's getting it on bootleg. We appreciate you. Thank you for being down for the cause. Next, for the Beehive and all of us fellow Beyonce lovers, On the Run 2.
I want to go too.
I don't know if I can bankroll it though. Beyonce do this on purpose because she know it's tax time. She know we getting refunds. She do this on purpose.
But she probably she knows that way we can afford to go because yeah. I mean, if
this
it was
is true.
High, high.
This is true.
In November, I would be like, Lord, it's my birthday, but I'm waiting for a miracle, right?
Right. But you know, I'm not opposed to the nosebleeds. I was in the nosebleeds for Janet Gate my entire life.
I mean,
so.
I ain't that bougie either. But it's Beyonce. That's my girl. I want to be up close.
Beyonce. How you know how close them tickets?
I mean, I ain't gonna be that close. I'm just saying, I want to be close enough.
Close enough
to see my girl clown. Like I said earlier, we have to go because she not about to be doing too many more concerts. She done popped out all these twins and she. Right.
But see, all the dates where she circles around, because y'all know I've thoroughly researched it. It's close to when I'm going to leave for my friend's bachelorette party, so I'm like.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, right. Say that. That's fine, nigga. That's fine. I'm still trying to figure out where to go, though, because I want to go to Chicago. But because of this, the tea on this is Twitter has basically made a funny little ha-ha, because Black Twitter never fails, that people are saying they want Beyonce by herself and wanting to know why Jay-Z is coming too. So, of course, Black Twitter goes to the thread.
I think I saw some of this.
One tweet that says, with Jay-Z singing Song Cry, I can't see it coming down my eyes. The whole stage's going to go, woof. And so I gotta make the ooh, ooh. So everybody about to start barking like the Jabari tribe.
Ooh, oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm not connecting the dots.
Yeah, everybody gonna start interrupting them. And then another one tweet said that Beyonce is only taking Jay on the road because she can't trust him not to cheat while he's home alone. Shame, baby. Let's hope not. another tweet said that Beyonce is the girl you make plans with, and then she brings her man on the day y'all get together. So, yes, I think either way, it'll be good. It's Beyonce and Jay-Z. I think that's a concert for, you know, all the Beehive fans. But, you know, real niggas can go, too, if you fuck with Jay-Z. Men, it's a good gift for your girl,
right.
You know.
Or your lady friend. If you're a guy out there and we're friends, it's a great gift for your friend that's a girl.
I need to go make some friends.
No, really. I need a sugar daddy thing to buy my ticket.
Friends giving out them kind of gifts.
I mean, I don't know for sure that they are, but I'm just saying, sign me up if the, you know.
If you're feeling kind and generous.
You know, I have QuickPay, Cash App, Venmo. Whichever way you want to go.
Snapchat, because you can see
Cash App. You can send through Snapchat.
You can send cash through Snapchat.
Yes, you can, girl.
Facebook, too.
Facebook?
Oh, I know what I've heard of the Facebook, actually.
Oh, so I haven't heard of Facebook. That's new. All right, and then one of my favorite couples was getting dragged through the mud this week. Janae Aiko and Big Sean had rumors that Big Sean was out here creeping with Nicole Scherzinger, lead singer from the Pussycat. But I know of all people. I was like, that just sounds random as hell. Where's she be?
I mean, Big Sean has weird taste in women, though.
Naya Rivera was a little strange.
And then Ariana Grande.
And he dated the girl from Glee, didn't he?
He likes skinny, fair-skinned women.
He does. I mean, I'm just like, where they grown woman body at?
They have not aged.
Janae is cute.
I like her, him and Janae. And people were also, you know, talking about, well, if he is cheating, it's karma because, you know, Janae came out saying that she went on a date when, you know, she was with her husband or they was courting or whatever. But my whole thing is the whole reason why Janae and her husband divorced because he cheated on her. So, miss me with that. Let Big Sean and Janae leave. Turns out there are no cheating. There's no cheating. He's not creeping. They're good and they're happy. So.
Yeah, okay.
He probably is cheating, though.
I hope he not. I really don't because I really love them as a couple.
I mean, all that's going to happen is Beyonce.
Not they
are. Beyonce cheated on Beyonce. So, I mean, I really don't think none of us are safe out here. I'm just saying.
This is true.
Yeah, you're right.
This is very true.
This is very true.
If Beyonce getting cheated on, what makes me think I'm exempt?
Damn, mean, when you think saying like that, yeah. Damn.
But at the same damn. Time, these niggas ain't Jay-Z either. So, I mean, bitch, I'm the catch. And I don't mean it like that, but I'm just saying like, no. It's good, no.
Lauren says she's not having it. She's not having it. Shout out to our favorites of Mr. Ratchet, role model Cardi B, Barty Gang. She won Best New Artist at the iHeart Music Radio Awards. Had people talking. You know, her outfit was very cute. People were thinking that she is still pregnant.
I saw her perform, but I can't even remember the outfit. The performance outfit or the puffy
dress. Her puffy.
I love chiffon that burgundy puffy dress.
I thought cute. It was so cute when the one she accepted her awards in. And yeah. She shout out her. She said, shout out to all my haters. And Cardi B fashion. She said, because y'all keep streaming my Spotify to talk about me. And that's fine because it's helping me out. She did say that her album is dropping next month. So I am ready for it. Barty Gang.
Right. There's been a lot of anticipation behind that album.
Yes.
I'm nervous for my girl. Why are you nervous? I'm gonna listen to it, but
I'm gonna listen to it just because
they're gonna be ready to drag her.
I mean, I know that actually they was dragging her on the Shade Room this week because Offset had a picture with his three kids and people was telling her to run and she clapped back like,
they hey, love that man. They need to
right, that like at the end of the day, he takes care of his kids, so why does that matter? I don't understand. Like, I just don't get it. And then finally. We got to pray for Stevie J. Well, I don't know if we really got to pray because I don't know. Depend on this situation. He is going to have to turn himself in because he owes $1.3 million in child support.
So what are they going to do? Lock him up?
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
That ain't gonna, I don't.
You know, Stevie J got a whole basketball and a football team. So I'm not sure as far as which baby mom this is. But apparently he also has another baby on the way anyway. Her name is Miss Jelly. Saying that because he has an upcoming VH1 reality TV show. And along with her claiming that he owes child support, there's another person that claims, actually, there's two babies on the way. And Miss Jelly's like, yeah, I'm not having it. He gonna take care of my child. So, Stevie, I don't know if Love and Hip, you need to talk to Mona to get you a higher rate. I don't know. You need to get some checks cut, but I don't want
to
see you go to jail.
Condoms. That's for girls that are on birth control. You know, right. That kind of stuff. He keep having all these kids.
Ain't that it?
Tis true.
He don't need more money. I mean, he needs more money, but... He needs
more money
as well.
And speaking of Love and Hip Hop, Erica Mena is coming back to the new season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I don't really like her, yeah. Which I don't watch Love and Hip Hop that much anymore anyway.
I'll say it's interesting to see a veteran come back. So,
Michelle came back.
That's true. Very true.
Before or after she deflated the booty?
Before. Before. But she ain't been back since.
I haven't seen the new booty. I haven't seen the new booty.
It is. Smaller, you can tell there's a difference. It does look more fitted for her body, though.
While we're on,
I will say that,
and we're talking about booties. Married to Medicine, Toya getting lipo in her butt.
I know, I'm like, girls would kill to have a big butt.
Yeah,
and you get
she took her butt down.
Yeah, and it's real. She said she's always struggled with her weight. She said she used to, you know, make herself throw up and things like that.
But I'm just like, Toya, I love your body. I love you, girl.
Yeah. I never heard anyone taking their booty down. That's different.
Yeah, she took it down. But all on the subject of Married to Medicine, they had their reunion. And I feel like Toya gets a lot of shade from ladies. I almost feel like they're low-key jealous of her because her and her husband have such like a happy, transparent,
no matter
fun
what.
Marriage. You know what I mean? They just genuinely love each other. They joke a lot, you know, and everybody else is like going, right? I need me a Eugene. Oh, God. I would tear it up with a Eugene.
And isn't she the only one who doesn't work, like, for real, just don't work
I think so. And I think that's another area where they are kind of, like, have some resentment towards her. Because all of them have, you know, done these very great things and prestigious things with their lives, but they still are missing the mark on happy marriages. And so they probably feel
and
like...
And with their families and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Right? Because Dr. Contessa... was upset because she didn't get to spend time with her kids, and so they probably are looking at her like, bitch, we did all this hard work, and you sit up here having such a great life in our faces.
Yeah, I don't watch Married to Medicine, y'all.
Girl,
so.
That's one of the better reality shows out there. You need to. It's so real.
They're probably the classiest, realest black women on TV, next to the Braxtons.
The Braxtons, they kind of classy.
I heard you said they was ghetto before.
Who?
On the Married to Medicine.
They have that ghetto
moment. Oh, they are ghetto.
They classy, but they have that, like, Dr. Simone is loud as hell. She's a great doctor from what I can tell. She has a great personality.
But she, that woman is loud as hell. I just be like, Simone, why are you always yelling? But I love Dr. Simone.
Why are you always yelling?
This season, they started to show that, like, the other husbands get tired of her yelling all the time. So I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm sick of Quad's ass. My bad. What was you going to say?
I was going to say something about her and Dr. Season, but I'm sick of Quad, too. She's so
good. Right? Like, girl, you and them voices. First of all, Gregory, what we are not going to do is...
Gregory.
Like, girl, she's your ass. Damn.
And the other voice, Mariah. And Heavenly. Heavenly real ghetto. When she get mad and get to cussing people out, I be like, girl, there you go.
Right.
There you go.
Why you trying to act all...
She's trying to act bougie.
Right.
I've always wanted to try to act real bougie.
Quad is the one who tries to act bougie. Dr. Heavenly be trying to act like she on this little spiritual journey, talking about, I'm trying to get better with the Lord.
Weird, right?
That's the equivalent of Phaedra.
But you, equivalent
of Phaedra.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Out here twerking and percolating, which Heavenly's married, so she'll be doing that. But how does she get such a good husband is what I wonder.
Girl, I need me Dr. Damien.
Because he is such a nice man, and he's so even mannered and even tall.
He's so patient with her.
Right? But she is just hell on wheels.
I just need to know the prayers that these women are praying for these men. Sierra, what did you pray, girl?
Dr. Heavenly said she got pregnant by Dr. Damien on purpose.
Right. Not trapping, nigga. Yeah,
she said she was trying to talk to her son about these women and let them know how they are. She said, because I know what I did.
She said, I know what I did. Well, at least
whatever works.
At least she's honest. I mean,
right.
I'd rather you be
trapped
honest.
By a work woman. I mean, she is a dentist. Yeah. So that's a good person to be trapped by. But still, I don't like her ass.
But the respect that she has for her husband is great.
Yeah, we'll see. You just don't have it for nobody else.
Well, see, you gonna trap a nigga, you got the plot and scheme next. You just can't be trapping no regular asshole nigga. You gotta make sure, I said, nigga, you know it's gonna take care of you and your kids. So at least she was smart about the trap.
True, right? But that was a lot of tea for this week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been gone for a minute. There was a lot to catch up on. But yeah. We got some good tea, though. Good tea, though.
Right. Lex, you got anything else?
Nope, that was all I had for the order.
Okay. Nika, you got a parenting tip or you want to take us into our kind of our discussion?
Since we're talking about feminism, I just wanted to talk about gender-neutral parenting because that's something, since I have a boy and a girl.
It's definitely a newer concept.
Interesting.
Since I have a boy and a girl and I am a single mom with no father around, something that I think about is how can I not make my son too...
I
want him to be masculine, but I also don't want to deprive my daughter of playing with dolls and watching the princess TV shows and stuff. Because I do find myself watching what Malik wants to watch or buying toys that are just for Malik. Because she'll play with whatever he plays with and he'll play with whatever she plays with. But, you just don't want your son playing with dolls.
True. Right? True.
So I looked up some parenting tips for gender-neutral parenting. And the first one is make your home gender-neutral. Not too much pink, not too much blue, not too much yellow, not too much red. Offer a large selection of non-gender toys. And I try to do that buying educational toys or toys with pets or blocks. That's anything but dolls. I have not bought my daughter a doll. And in this moment right now, I actually feel guilty for it.
She doesn't have a single doll?
She has them, but not for me.
Not for me? I don't think I've ever bought Hunter a doll either. She definitely got them from other people.
I had all the Barbie dolls and the Cabbage Patch Kids, all the dolls.
I don't care about dolls.
Don't teach stereotypes. I heard something about someone saying we want our sons to be vulnerable and be sensitive, but we don't want them to...
be punks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes.
So listen, let them know it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
But you gotta suck it up. put on your big man pants and get it together.
And the last one is expose your child to a variety of settings. And I think that's really important because I have four sisters. I have one brother, but he lives in Kentucky. I really don't want my son around a bunch of women all the time, but where else he gonna go?
Yeah, I mean, being around women for a male can be good as far as knowing how to respect women, but I get it. You do want him to have that manly role model around them. Yeah, I feel that.
So those are my tips for gender-neutral parenting this week. Moms, I want to hear how y'all are parenting your sons. If you're a single mom and his dad isn't around, what are you doing to make sure your son is still around men and playing sports or doing whatever boys do, especially if he has a sibling? So y'all write to us with email address ladies@moms@gmail.com. Facebook, Insta, DM,
Twitter, all that good stuff.
Right. Slide up in there.
All the above. Yeah, I never really, when I had Hunter, I never really thought about the concept of gender neutral parenting. I guess it just was kind of like something I just didn't think about. I can't even say it's a foreign concept, just something I didn't really think about. And now, I don't know, if I have a son or even a daughter, if I have more kids, I don't know if it's something I'll even, I don't know.
I think because girls can honestly get away with it more to a certain extent. Yeah, because girls, you know, like if it's like you try to say, well, girls don't play football. It's like, why can't she? She, you know, they're, you know, stuff like that. But it's like,
let you say something about your son cheerleading.
Right.
Watch the looks that you get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this you're going to let him be. And then, of course, his sexuality comes up and then all that. Especially
around older family members.
Mm-hmm. And there are straight male cheerleaders. Y'all remember bringing on half the male cheerleaders trying to fuck the girls anyway. So
yeah, they was a little. Me some Bring It On back in the day.
That was my move.
Right. So the second letter for our giveaway is A, before we get too deep into our conversation. And then I do have two mom confessions this week as well. My first is that I pooted on Hunter's leg the other night. We were in bed. And I felt kind of bad about it because I'm like, damn, we're here snuggled in this bed. She's all right behind me. And I have to pass gas. And I'm like, I'm not going to get right up or get up just so I can pass
She'll
gas.
She'll be all right. She ain't going to bother. She ain't gonna bother. Right.
And I feel like she poots on me all the time. So
I mean, we take the risk of getting peed on, pooped on. I mean, right. They'll be fine.
We're even. That's what I see.
Well. I bought some candy at the store just so my kids wouldn't throw a fit. And then when we got home, I ate like half of it and hid the rest of
Girl,
it.
Girl, I would, if I don't want Hunter to eat something, but she just has to have it, I'll eat the majority of it just so I can be like, okay, you got some. It's all gone.
They don't need it.
No, like, or if it's some juice, I'll drink most of it, leave her just a little bit. Like, here you go.
Yeah,
I got water if he's still thirsty.
I'm trying to think if I have a mom confession.
Say, I got another one. Hunter, she hates water, but if I say no enough, then she'll come back, can I have water? And I'm like, sure you can, because you finally realize you wasn't getting that damn juice.
Malik used to look at his sippy cup, and if it was clear, he was sitting on the ground and crying.
Aw, bless his little heart. But you know, you gotta teach him. Right, they do need water. My other mom confession is that Hunter gets hit all the time on accident. But it's like, I was combing out my weave. You know, I got some new weave. Hey, y'all. But I was like, hey, combing y'all. It out and just combing and combing in the bathroom. And she just like walked up right behind me and like hit the end of the comb as I was like doing the last comb. It wasn't a hard hit. It was because, you know, I'd be trying
still,
to.
Dude, them combs hurt.
You gotta be gentle with your weave. So it wasn't that hard of a hit. But, you know, or like if I'm walking around the house and I'm doing something and then I step back and she's right behind me, she definitely has got stepped on or knocked down. And I be feeling so bad because I'm like, I know that you're here, Peanut, but you just be all up on me.
All up on you. All on the back.
And you don't realize that you turn around. I do that in the kitchen. I'll turn around and tear. I'm like, oh, shoot, baby, I'm so sorry. Like, he'd be right there. And I don't realize it.
Yeah, so I be feeling bad. But that's my little mom confession for today. Lex, did you think of one? Or?
I'm sick of watching Trolls.
I love that movie, but I feel you. I love
the movie. It's super cute. Music, Justin Timberlake, all that's in there. But like today, this is how I know I've watched Trolls too much. I was at the mall at Route 21, and Can't Stop the Feeling came on, and I immediately just started singing. I was like, damn Trolls.
Don't stop.
And I've been doing all the ad libs. I'm like, dang it,
but
this little boy
like
got
one
me on
the
this movie.
Ever.
It is. But after a while, I'm like, okay, you know what? I just want
the
to be able to,
are coming.
I just want to be able to watch my own stuff. And yeah, I'm ready. I need to get my child a TV in his room so he can watch his own stuff. I can
really,
be in my room.
Gonna stay in there. It don't work like that.
I'm determined to make
you
it.
You can try real hard.
Hunter didn't start staying in her room until she was three. Almost three. I think before her third birthday.
We'll be coming up on two.
I'm surprised that Malik was in his room for a little bit while y'all was here. I turned on Little Einsteins, which I'm tired of. And
we're going on a trip.
He's
been
in there for a bit, so maybe he can.
The intro song
goes. Rub off on my heart, because he just wanted to do
right.
What he do anyway.
I mean, they like to be independent. Hunter would play in her room, then she used to come down to the kitchen and watch me cook, then go back to her room, then go to the living room, then go back to her room. So they just, eventually they'll get off the tit.
Yeah.
But moving right into the topic. So, again, it's been 2 weeks since we recorded, so I think this is a good, strong topic to come back with.
We missed you guys.
We definitely missed you guys. We missed each other. We know y'all missed us, right?
It's been
moment
too
of silence.
Long. Amen. Hallelujah.
right. So, to define feminism, the Google definition, because I guess Google has definitions now. If you ever type in a word in Google, they put it at the top, and it's like their definition. So the Google definition is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of equality of the sexes. And then Merriam-Webster defines feminism as the theory of political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. Organized activity on behalf of women's rights and interests. So my first question is, do you guys consider yourselves feminists?
But first of all, I think it's funny how it says theory. Like, it's just a thought, but it may never happen one day.
This is true. That's a good point.
I think being a single mom has made me a feminist in more ways than one, just because I think about all the things that I can do as a mother as far as multitasking, and all the things that I'm forced to do as a mother because I don't have a man here with me. So it's just made me really advocate for women, especially mothers, single mothers at that.
I would agree with that.
I feel like I've always been a feminist in some sort of way, even before becoming a mom. I wouldn't say I'm like hardcore radical, because I do believe there are some gender roles to a certain extent. But as far as we women, we roar, we rock, we can do whatever the fuck we want to do. Hell yeah, I'm all for that.
Okay then. I guess I would call myself a feminist. Sometimes
poor child.
Right. I used to joke and say I'm not a feminist because I love men too much. And I do.
See, yeah.
I mean, it's the only reason I would put it that way is because I feel like sometimes the other feminists that I was around would judge me, or, you know what I mean, judge my relationships or the way I would interact, or certain things that I would.
You said judge you because you had a man?
Not because I had a man, but like the way I interact with them. For example, like, it doesn't upset me if a man tells me to smile when I'm walking down the street. You know what I mean? Or just little stuff like that that I would give men passes for, that I felt like the women that were feminists that I was engaging with would be like, you don't have to accept that from him. Why would you let, you know what I mean? Little stuff like that. And so it's just like, we wouldn't always see eye to eye, you know? And so it kind of just turned me off of the movement. But in general, I do feel like women should be equal to men. I won't say in every aspect, because, and this is a question I have as well for you guys, but I definitely want equal pay. Equal respect and rights. But there are some things as a woman I just don't feel like I want to do. Or I feel like, you know, if I'm carrying something heavy down the street, you should offer to help me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, a woman would offer to help you. So, I mean,
still open my door. Still walk me to my car. But I'm just saying, my car door.
I still, like, am old school about something.
I still believe in chivalry.
Okay. Absolutely. So, I mean, should we have equal rights across the board, like beyond just equal pay? What are some things that we should have equal, and what are some things that should still be broken down into gender roles?
I feel like going to work. I mean, not that that's a big issue now, but there are still some men who think the woman should be at home raising the kids. And it's like, if she wants to go to work and have a career, let her go make her money. Because if she was a gold digger, you'd be pissed. So you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That makes me think of the Women's March on Washington. Those women who were like, these women aren't marching for everyone. They're not marching for all the women. Like, they were just saying that some stay-at-home moms like staying at home. They like respecting their husbands. They like being, what's it called when you're submissive? They like all that. But
I would love to submit. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know if I've ever done it before, so maybe I wouldn't love it. But I've tried, but it ain't worked out too well in the past, so maybe
that,
I wouldn't love
that
it.
That brings
too.
Up a good point. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in that.
Is submission romanticized? Like,
I have a point about that. Go ahead. I have a point about that, because I just brought that up. So I saw this post before that said, we're going to go to church on y'all real quick. Amen. If only more churches would strive to prepare men to be husbands as much as they focus on preparing women to be good wives, which goes back to the submit thing. Anytime you want to talk about submission, well, the Bible says that the woman should submit to the man. I'm like, but the Bible also says that husbands should love their wives as God loves the church. But people forget about that part. And so and that's where this post comes to mind. It's like, we're taught, of course, being a virtuous woman, and he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and making sure you're wifey material.
Proverbs 31 gal.
Right, you know, and when Cardi B got engaged, everybody was like, all the Proverbs 30 women, now that Cardi B got a ring, like, damn it,
Hey, for real though.
You know, really.
I mean, hoes be winning balls.
They do. They really do. Exactly. But
once upon a time, not like long that. Ago, I was a hoe.
Y'all remember that, Mariah Lynn?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. But even though she wasn't a hoe, she was a stripper. So she's already assumed to have been promiscuous. The fact that, I mean, she is, you know, she curses, she's sexual, all that stuff. And she got a ring on it. But, and people look down on her, but it's like, these men be out here screwing, there's men out here screwing 10, 15, 20 women a week, and ain't nobody talking about them being husband material.
That's the point that I got written down for this episode.
I was that. I was going to go into being sexual, the sexuality thing, too. So, same page. We was there.
The woman who is on Beyonce's song, Flawless, the clip is actually from her TED Talk. Ooh, Lord, help me with her name. Her name is...
I know her last name is Ngozi.
Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And hopefully I didn't butcher that. I'm sorry if I did.
We're not trying to be disrespectful. We promise.
Right.
But she talked about how we praise men for their sexual encounters. We praise women for being virgins, but not men. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
We teach our sons to be afraid of weakness, but we want our daughters to have ambition, but not too much ambition. And they can't have too much success because mm-hmm. that'll mess up the man's ego. But I was like,
She said a word. I wish there was a collection plate at the time of that song because she said a word.
Right, but Beyonce already got her the money and she wants to take her tax money. She don't need no collection.
No, not Beyonce, just old girl.
I mean, old girl.
I could have gave her the collection.
Because I am female, I am expected to aspire to marriage. I am expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. Now, marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic quality of the sexes.
Where's the collection plate? She said a word on that song.
Right.
I swear.
I mean, there definitely is a lot more pressure on women to just be overall better people and better spouses and prepare for, you know, like, almost like marriage is our end-all, be-all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know, you want
to... Or the age-old tradition coming to college to find a husband.
Right. Which, that did not work out very well.
I actually have a friend, when I tell her that I don't want to get married, she's like, you don't believe that. You've just been hurt. And God has a man for you. I'm sure he does.
Right,
but right now,
right. I'm not saying you've just been hurt, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I do want to get married, but I just want to be married to like a man that...
To the right one.
Yeah, I mean to the right one, but to one that's not going to expect me to just be, you know, Betty Crocker.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to work.
Yeah. I plan to be an entrepreneur and have my own practice one day. So, sir, I'm going to need for you to get on this train.
I need to wash dishes.
Right. I'm going to need for you to
take
have
out
to...
the trash.
Put the kids to bed because I might be working some long hours. I'm not going to forget about you, but boo-boo, you're going to have to be in some womanly, traditionally feminine gender roles. Like, you're just going to have to, like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like 50-50 on the roles. I mean, if I could be in a marriage where I did not have to work, I would love that. I would probably still work, but just do whatever I want to and not, you know, work the job that I have to go to because of the pay. But I don't know. Like I said, the right man, there would have to be a balance. There would have to be definitely.
Especially because we're going to have blended families. So it's going to take a little bit more work. I mean, at this current point in my life, I am not worried about being married because I don't have time to give that attention to a man. Like, it's already being given to my kids.
I know, that's the problem.
And then
school.
To try to give it to my man. Yes, my kids, school, work, the podcast. I just can't imagine having to deal with a man and his emotions. Because men like to say that women are too emotional, but I've been met some emotional men, honey.
Men are needy. My mom says it all the time, and they really are needy. They need a lot. Like,
especially when they're sick.
Yeah.
And y'all are complicated in y'all own right. I don't want to hear nobody say women are complicated. We are actually very simple creatures.
Yeah, we are simple. And I'm trying to keep marriage on my radar because I do want to get married. And I know my clock is ticking. Say what, Nick?
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you said something else. But at the same time, it's like you said. It's just like there's so much that I'm trying to do that I don't have the time and attention to give a man all the attention that he's going to need out of his woman. And so it's just like, oh, Lord. please send help. Something.
That's help what I'll be praying.
I don't know. So the third letter of the word is G.
And after this, we just gonna drop the letters and y'all gonna have to listen.
Right.
This could be
so white feminism versus black feminism. There's a lot of people will say, or a lot, I've seen some men say, I guess I can tell people. And then, you know what, actually, the more and more I see, there are some women coming out feeling this way too. But people will say things like, black women shouldn't be feminist because that's a white woman's movement. And white women will always side with their race over their sex. So when it comes down to it, they're going to turn their back once they get what they need. And they're really just fighting for, you know, their equal pay. Then we're going to be left ass out in the dark.
Well, I do believe historically, if I remember correctly, I don't think the feminist movement initially included us as black women. And that's why we do have our own black feminist movement. Because like you said, they weren't gunning for all women. They was gunning for they women. Mm-hmm.
And we were just like foot soldiers in the
army.
It's kind of like a toss-up though, because at the end of the day, both races are fighting for the same thing. They want equal pay.
Rainbow.
And they want whatever else we want as women. Everything. We just want everything.
But I feel like we have more of a plight, though.
We do have more of a plight, but we are essentially fighting for the same things. But I think the black girl magic thing is kind of like a form of black feminism.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I just feel like to keep it all the way real, we have more of a plight because even with white women, at the end of the day, you're still white.
Yeah, I'm taking away from that.
Yeah, and I have white friends. I love y'all, but y'all still white. I'm sorry. Y'all have a privilege that I, as a black woman, do not. And no matter what happens, you will always be a step above me in the social, economic, political sphere, hemisphere that we operate in. That's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I mean, I feel like the white woman's biggest ally is the white male. That's her husband. That's her father. That's her brother. You know, her son. So when it comes down to it, you know, who's in control of the country right now? A white man who is, you know, ahead of most. You know, I just like white men have a lot of power, so white women have a lot to gain by still standing by him and by not disrupting the system that as it is right now, if that makes sense. You know,
and as a black woman, if you're married to a white man, you're not going to have the same privileges that a white woman has from being married to a white man.
At all.
This is true. Even though I have considered crossing the line and getting down with the swirl.
As have I, but I just can't do it.
You just can't? I mean, have you tried?
I have not dated a white man, nor have I found... I have white men that I find attractive as far as celebrities go, but a white man has never really approached me like that.
I mean, that's true. I can't... If I was to ever be with a white man, seriously, I can't say that I'd be looking to have the same privilege that white women have. I don't know where I'm going with this point. But, I mean, I think it's something I would consider and at least try to date and see how the dating phase goes and then maybe make a decision. Only because when you think about it, and this is from my personal experience... I know, right?
But because I'm really listening, trying
to see where I'm going with this. Yeah. But when I think about like all the negative experiences I've had with men in my life, it's only been black men, and I'm not talking about just in relationships. Like I've had, even you know, as far as like
friendships, family,
but like. You know, my sister bought her first car when she was, like, 16, and a black guy sold it to us. And he was like, oh, you know, I have a daughter, too. I want to make sure this is a nice car for you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the engine was held together with wire hangers, and she spent, like, $2,000 on that
car. Wire hangers?
And I just feel like you sitting here telling me and my mama that you have a daughter, too, when you want to look out and all this. But you, so I'm just like, black men, exactly. So it's just like,
sometimes y'all don't
even be looking out. And I'm not putting that on all black men, but I'm just saying, if we can do us wrong, then I can give somebody else a chance to do me right, if that makes sense.
The only thing I'm nervous about with a white man is... I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't know why I did that.
I think I was trying to go for British and Nigerian came out. I'm so sorry. I'm still in Wakanda. My bad, y'all. I would be nervous. I would be nervous about the whole... Do you really care about me, or is this some fantasy for you? Like, because are you looking at me as an actually no? Because that actually brings to mind. I forgot. I did have an experience like that when I was working in life insurance. There was a white guy, a couple years older than me, real cool, and he was cute, and I probably would have gave him the time of day. However, he tried to come on real strong one time we were kicking it, and was immediately trying to have sex in the car, and I'm like, we only know so much about each other. And then come to find out, he had a whole family, girlfriend, baby, that had been up to my job. I just didn't know that
was the girlfriend black or white. Not white matters. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's it. I didn't even know that was his girlfriend, his baby. I just remember, I was like, and even he's like, you didn't realize that was like my family. I said, no, I just remember seeing a girl with a baby outside, and everybody was like, oh, I think she used to work here. How am I supposed to put two and two together? And I'm you real disrespectful right now. So you've already quit to think that I'm a hoe, that I'm going to just give it up to you in this car.
I mean,
you are trying to get to know me while you have a whole family. So you basically don't mind cheating. And you think I'm about to be down with, so you think
same
I'm
going
to
happen to me with black men.
You think I'm
what I was going to say. Black men would do the same thing.
But it's just like,
that's
no.
A man thing. Men just be hoeing out here just to hoe. That's a man thing. I don't think they could
But I feel some type of way with him being, I mean, I would have felt some type of way if it was a black man, but I felt even more of a type of way that it was a white man, because it was just like, why are you trying to talk to me? Because the first thing he mentioned was the fact that he loved my breasts.
It's funny that you say that.
And his girlfriend, of course, was small chested. Traditionally, most white women are.
Niggas go big, and as my mama says, all niggas ain't black. Go ahead, girl.
I read an article today about black professionalism and how black women have to dress differently in the office. And one of the points was that white men look at you differently because you're not built like the white women that they're used to seeing with your hips and your curves.
See, but exactly. That's why I mentioned my breasts.
They do like black women as a fantasy because, you know,
in my Tinder days,
if I matched with a white guy, they would always say something about bondage and, like, what is it called? S&M?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because traditionally we've been, like, overly sexualized.
And slaves.
Right. I'm not doing the bondage.
And they used to be able to do whatever they fuck they wanted to do to us in the slavery days because we had no fucking choice. No, nigga, I got a fucking choice, and then guess what? I will beat your motherfucking ass.
I mean, we could date, but I'm definitely not doing no bondage shit with no white man. That's a little too much. If anything,
I can't with no white man, no, because then my ass would probably channel my inner incest, and then I'd have to go ham on your ass and be like, this is for mammy. This is for, I would go, I'm like, oh wait, let me come back.
But if he would let me put a leash on him, I might put the leash on him, like Toya tried to do Dr. EG.
See, now that's some shit like from Players Club with Ronnie.
Hold up, when all eyes on me. If I can know.
Every time I come in here, you the same motherfucker.
Right, have a holler about Ronnie King, girl.
So you know what that means, right? Assume the fucking position.
Right.
And then you would probably get off on that shit.
That man liked it, obviously. It
he really did. He really did.
Chauncey Jackson or whatever he was saying.
He said, I'm black and I'm proud. That's what literally. It was like, oh! I was like,
right.
And then all the rest of the cops wanted some and giving her money for it.
That's what I'm saying. If you let me put a leash on him. See, and white, that's the other thing. White men might be, we getting off topic, but white men seem like they might
small
be
rats.
Sexually adventurous and let me try some of the little kinky things that I want to try.
Not gonna lie, give me a white man like Simon Baker from Something New. Ooh, baby! You never see Something New?
I mean, when he was painting her toes. Yeah, I was gonna say, when he was painting her toes, that was so romantic.
Baby, and he told her, don't move. I said, oh shit.
Right? What's going on her little toes? If I still have a white man crush, it probably means a Justin Timberlake.
Yes, Justin could get him married. Yes, he married too, but that's all right.
Obviously, they don't care if they're married.
All the good ones is married. That's why I'd be mad.
Matthew McConaughey is cute too.
McConaughey is fine. And Benjamin Bratt. And Paul Walker. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he got the nose and the little lump in his throat. I mean, the little Adam's apple. He got a nice Adam's apple. That used to be my thing back in the day. But moving right along. Sorry, fourth letter of the word is I. And so I have someone yelling mommy in my ear. So intersectionality, I guess, kind of comes into like our last discussion with being black and feminist. What do you guys feel like is more prevalent in your struggle? Like, you kind of talked on it, but your blackness or your womanhood?
Was more prevalent in my struggle?
Yeah, like, which one defined you the most, I guess?
When I'm in class, sometimes it feels it's my blackness. because majority, you know, in social.
I know, right? We ain't got nothing to say.
I mean, not just in social work, but in general, whenever I've been in school, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody looks like it's you, like you're the one representative. You speak for everybody, so you have to be careful about what you say and what you do and how it sounds, because then they're going to look at you and think all black people act like that. In other situations, sometimes I feel like...
You need to stop.
Hunter got something to say about that.
She do. She do. And other times, I feel like it could be my womanness as far as like probably professionally in the workplace, you know, making sure I'm dressing accordingly, you know, because I do have big breasts, I have an ass, I have hips and thighs, so stuff can't be hugging all tight, can't be too short, because, you know, age old, you know, can't wear too short shorts, there are men around, you know, all that traditional stuff. So yeah, and then there's times where it's both. Like they both,
that's what I was gonna say,
they be conflicting, they be coming together.
I think it's my black womanhood.
All
right,
girl.
Okay, see, that's why I had to put my neck into it.
Come on, neck roll.
Right? Because I am black and I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. Yeah. Like, my blackness makes me a part of the woman that I am today. But
I felt that, yes.
Yeah, you know.
Quickened in my spirit.
I feel it the most at work. You know, you just notice little things, like certain people get their reviews first, or certain people are on the email list and you're not, or... Just even in certain conversations, like, you can tell who's real buddy-buddy and who's kissing whose ass. And it's usually the white people. And the black people just kind of cluster together. And we try to have each other's back.
We do. Yeah, that's true.
But ain't nobody got our back. Anyways.
Well, that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day.
I don't know. Definitely in the workplace, especially when it comes to dressing, like... Like, the white women wear heels all the time, but I feel like when I wear heels, my butt looks huge. I get self-conscious about my butt.
I ain't got to wear heels in social work, thank God.
You know what? It was a girl, when I used to work at Comcast, there was a girl, she was thick, and I loved her, she was so funny. But they had a rule, like, your pants can't be too tight or whatever, and she, like, literally walked up to the front of class and said, anything I wear, it's going to be tight like this, I'm strapped. And I was like, girl, you right. And everybody laughed.
That's like, but y'all remember teacher that was, the teacher that was getting, like, people saying, oh,
teacher
well,
bae.
Yeah, teacher yeah. bae. Hey, she was a baddie. She deserved that name.
Right.
But yeah, but it's like, you can tell by her body shape, no matter what she wore, something on her was going to be accentuated. If she wore something flowy, her breast was going to be accentuated. If she wore something form-fitting, her whole body, like... We just built like that.
Right. Like,
sorry.
You know, we do be draped in a cloak every day.
Right. We can't help it. And these are genetics. Like, I did not ask to have big ass titties and take old bitties. I did not ask for this.
They hear them.
And when I walk into a room full of white people, if I know I'm about to be in a room full of white people,
just shake your
shit. I really want to wear something that does not accentuate my waist and my butt. Like, if I wear a fitted shirt, I'm going to have a cardigan over it.
Really? And see, I always have to make sure anything I wear is not low cut, and makes, even with a cami, I still be just self-consciously just pulling it up. Like right now, I've been looking at this camera the whole time, making sure my titties ain't out. Just because.
Yeah,
I mean, it's habit. I can't help it.
I don't know. I probably would say, I mean, I guess it's hard to pick one or the other.
It is.
It really
like
is hard to pick one.
They really are.
Yeah, and it's like I feel like we catch heat from both sides. We catch heat from men, and we catch heat from white people. You know what I mean? It's like, I deal with sexism and racism, so it really is hard to pick a side. But I definitely have dealt, if I could, well, I don't know. I think I've been discriminated in my life more based on my race than my sex, if I had to choose which one, you know what I mean, has had the most negative impact on me.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, I can't change being a woman, but skin color... always goes.
I mean, technically, in 2018, you can change being a woman.
Well, in the show, you can.
Sammy Davis Jr., did y'all see that?
But either way, it's consequences. Even like with Little Kim, everyone got on her with her wanting to. With her
she was beautiful.
She was, but she also struggled with her skin color. And, you know. Of course, she...
And it is her life as a woman. She can do whatever she wants.
This is true. I still fuck with Lil' Kim. Queen B. Okay? Bad boy ENT.
R.I.P. to Craig Mack, y'all. It's funny that you said we get it from both sides, men and women, because I feel like... I don't want to sound a way when I say this, but black women, like, if they don't feel they're as successful as you, they give you a hard time and make little comments about your success, and, like, it's a competition between us. That's something else to throw out there.
I think it's, I would say a competition as far as men, careers, body types, because, you know.
Instagram likes.
Yeah, that too. Because, you know, as black women, we do all come in different shapes and sizes, and we are beautiful, but it can be, what's the word I'm looking for? I can see where it can be a competition based, like, if you are not perfectly snatched, like, big boobs, big, you know, hip, but, like, Coke bottle shape. Basically, like the Fashion Nova models. Like, when you don't look.
I hate them bitches.
Like, it's just like, nobody. Who looks like that without plastic surgery? Like, really? Who really looks like that without some type of surgical enhancement? Like,
Toya from Married to Medicine did, I guess, but she got hers removed, which I hate to keep bringing her up.
I love her.
And see, even then, she still felt like she had to get it removed because it was too much.
Yeah, and she's around black people.
This is true.
In Atlanta,
where big booties are celebrated.
Right, and sold every day. And she got rid of hers
and paid to get rid of it.
Girl,
she could get some shit.
I have an ass, but she could get some of me just a lip sync. There it goes. Never mind. Back to the topic.
Right. Next letter's word is N. And Nika, we forgot to talk about Monique. And I hate to bring it up again because I know it's like beating a dead horse. But you said you did watch her interview with Charlamagne.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, and I think I've said this before, but
she
just
really
feel like
to host Charlamagne. He wouldn't have any.
Damn. I mean, somebody, I wonder who can host Charlamagne. Because he
damn.
I was, there was a commercial on the radio for some show he's going. I think it's called Uncensored or something. And he was like, don't nobody run off at the mouth like me. Or don't can't nobody run off at the mouth as good as me. I'm like, you right, because your ass be talking that shit. I'm surprised ain't nobody hit your ass. They probably don't sign an agreement before they came in that they will be sued or something.
My man would have been the one to do it
right.
If he don't hit him.
Okay, that's how Mike gives
you. Oh, I remember that when he was about to get up and he stormed out.
Throwing papers and shit.
Right. But so what did you take away from that interview? Because I feel like Monique definitely has a valid point.
Okay.
I missed it. So
I see what Charlamagne was saying about how, like, she's not selling out the arena. She's not putting in the numbers that the other comedians are putting out. But her whole point was Charlamagne made her, she was advocating for equal pay for blacks and whites in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne was just talking about the numbers. She felt like Charlamagne gave her donkey of the day for fighting for her people. And now, because he has said that on that microphone and so many people heard it, she became a joke in the black community. And I understand that, like, us putting our people down when she was essentially trying to fight for us.
Right.
And Charlamagne put her down. But she told him he was disrespectful.
He is. He is disrespectful. That motherfucker disrespectful. I don't care what you got to say. He is disrespectful. He be saying some of the slickest stuff on there. I'll be like, they, you know, they got some cooth about them because I might have to say something back.
See, I missed the interview, so I'm not.
I mean, I'm just saying in general, he can be kind of disrespectful sometimes.
I mean, I've seen both points of it, though. She was fighting for her people. He just wanted her to, I mean, basically, Charlamagne was trying to say, you don't deserve that money because you haven't done the work. She was saying, I've done the work. Look at my resume. Look at what I have done. How many times do I have to keep doing this stuff?
True, true.
And he was saying that she had done everything in 2017, but she was like, I just did a successful movie in 2016. And she asked them before she said it was successful, she was like, would you say this Christmas was a successful movie? And they all said, yeah. And she was like, so how can you say that I don't have the resume to make the numbers that these other comedians are making when I'm showing you what I have done?
They didn't even crack a mill on Monique. What, they tried to give her $500,000?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was definitely underpaying her. She may have not, since 2016, not have done anything, but like you said, her resume is long as fuck.
Yeah.
Give that woman her due at the end of the day.
At least 1.5 mil, something too. I don't know how much everybody else got. But like I said, they didn't even crack a
wheel. And the simple fact that she wasn't going to be allowed to produce nothing else. Like,
for
she was. That's missing money. She could have hella movie roles. or a whole tour come through in them 2 years. You don't know when your next break is coming.
That's another thing that her husband said. Charlamagne said, or Envy said, what's the right number? What number would you have said yes to? And they were like, it's not about the number. It's about them wanting her to do the special, them giving the low number, and then saying you can't work for 2 years to suffice for the lack of money that they gave her.
It's the principality, Smokey. Yeah.
Right.
So, oh, but another thing. Did y'all ever hear about Monique being blackballed from Hollywood? Mm-hmm.
I
think that played a part into it, too.
I think that did.
When was she blackballed?
After she, what movie was it she did?
With Will Packer.
When Oprah.
Oh, yeah, she was going off on him for a little bit. Oh, really?
And I think it was because they wanted her to go to the Academy and kind of schmooze people over and talk up the movie and stuff so that could win awards. Because I guess in Hollywood, that's how you get the awards. That's how you get people to pay attention to your movie. You go, you know what I mean? Then to all the big execs and talk it up and get them to watch it. And I guess she didn't want to do all that. And after that, the story gets fuzzy for me after
that. She talks about it on the interview. Y'all need to watch it.
I know. I'm probably going to go. I'm going to try to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch that, yeah. But yeah, and after that, I guess they just said, you know, this is what you signed up for. That was in your job description. That's what we paid you for, kind of. And there was like bad blood between them after that.
And it was funny because Monique was, of course, she's going to say, no, I'm not hard to work with. These people are lying. Where the receipts at, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I know people who have worked with you. And Monique was like, say their name. And you could tell you didn't want to say it, but I guess she felt like Monique was getting out of pocket. So she did end up saying the name of the person who said
who was
hard to work with.
Angela?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was somebody on the Essence magazine shoot or something. And of course, Monique had a rebuttal for that, but it's like she was half annoying, half telling the truth.
Damn.
Just because I'm not Monique.
But yeah, I'm for people. I feel like we need to have our due. Point blank. Whether I haven't put nothing out in 5 or 10 years, you know I'm funny.
Right.
And it's not like Monique. And you know, it's not like Monique just been sitting her ass. She has been raising kids. I know her oldest is probably grown now. But she did have two
twins.
Yeah, she had twin boys.
Again.
Sure her twins are probably not even high school. Or they might be at least high school now. So, I mean, and she got married. So She is more than welcome to take some time out for herself and her family if she wants to. At the end of the day, her name is motherfucking Monique. Put some respect on her name.
And that's what she was saying. She was like, y'all keep saying I'm a legend, but y'all saying I'm not due this money.
Exactly.
Y'all saying I should have took the $500,000 or I should be lucky that I even got the offer. And she said that's something that people have been telling black people for years, like, you should be lucky that you're even in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you should be lucky you even got invited to the party.
Yeah. Again, like I said, we're going to work 7 times harder just to make equal.
We have to post that video on our Ladies Night page, the Mama Pope video of her talking about how black women basically raised America, and now white people are taking our culture and doing all that.
Right.
We're going to have to post it on our
We need to. Chris Rock said something in the stand-up. This was years ago. I can't even remember which one it was. But he was joking, but he said, I think it was when Barack Obama first got elected as president. And he said, you'll know black people have made it when we can be a mediocre at something and still get the job. Because talking about all the other mediocre presidents we've had.
No, that'll never happen.
I mean, it may never happen, but I think to that point, you know, everybody wants Monique to, or is talking about Monique like she's so hard to work with and all this other stuff. But there's probably so many white actresses out there that are just as equally as hard to work with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That are just as diva-ish or whatever, that still get cast and still get paid their money. But you know what I mean?
Like Nia Long, she was talking about a time when I think she was doing a movie or something and they didn't have a black hairstylist for her. They had no one who knew how to do ethnic hair. And so she did her own hair, and she may have even done her own makeup, and they said she was hard to work with because of that. You ain't about to have me looking crazy on camera. Especially
right.
If you don't know how to do my nappy-ass hair.
Right, but it's just like, we don't have the space to have flaws. We have to be perfect at all times, and we have to be grateful that we even got this opportunity.
And then that kind of goes into this post I saw, just in general. That black women need to start a hashtag saying #I can be both, where we post pictures of ourselves with degrees
at graduation, sitting in your office, being successful, etc. Alongside pics of us partying, twerking, dancing, having fun, as normal human beings do. Because this idea that you're either a hoe or a sophisticated woman is toxic as hell. And it's a racialized version of the virgin whore dichotomy. I can be both a sexual being and a role model and an educator at the same damn time. Why we just gotta be one thing? I can do it all. I really can. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with me doing that. As long as my business is handled, you shouldn't have shit to say.
It just makes me think about the pictures they post when black girls die versus when white girls die or get kidnapped. They post our party pictures versus the nice, studious, whatever picture.
Right. I mean, yeah, we can definitely do both. And I don't know. We are just under such a microscope all the time and so forced to, I guess, be perfect and be, you know, these sanctified ass women. I don't know. It's rough out here. Sucks for a black woman.
But you know, we're going to keep on pushing and keep on trucking along.
Oh, damn, we're already at an hour. Hey. And I still have more questions, but I guess we can maybe save them for another time.
We could always have part two.
Yeah.
We could always do part two with some men, get their thoughts on feminists and how they feel about equal rights and things.
Why is there a child creeping up on my shoulder? yeah, we can do that. So the last letter of the giveaway is A. And before we get out of here, I do want to invite you guys all to our meet and greet coming up on March 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. I forgot to mention in the beginning because we had a lot going on.
Come party with the ladies.
Right, come party with the ladies. Your first drink is free. And then after that, they are $5 drink specials. There's free food. We will be doing some giveaways there as well. So definitely come out and see what kind of goodies we have there to give away to you guys. And we want to meet our listeners. We'll have a suggestion box so you guys can give us topics or just write us little notes or whatever. It's going to be a good time. And,
come out. And we'll be having more details as far as, you know, when, where, time, all that good stuff here pretty soon.
Right. I mean, we already told you when and what time. March 30th.
You just need to
from
know
from 7 to 10.
You just need to know where. But we'll be dropping the where here pretty soon.
Anybody want to go out afterwards, like downtown?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully the weather. Hopefully the weather has warmed up and it and it will stop fucking snowing. I'm sick of the snow.
Yeah, I'm so tired of the snow too. But thank you guys for listening. Those of you that have watched our videos on Facebook, we thought we were going live, but we had some issues with our tripod and the direction of the video. But we did post videos, though, so definitely watch those. If you're listening and you didn't see it on Facebook, go get on Facebook and watch the videos and see us in action.
Ladies Night Podcast.
Right, see our little cute brown faces, as always.
Yes, bro, cute little brown faces.
Follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast and follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. We thank everybody for listening, and this one is for the sisters out there. We're hitting our Wakanda shoulders and X's.
Show them who you are. That will forever be my favorite. I'm sorry, y'all.
But yeah, I guess we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. Thank you guys for rocking with us. I know we kept y'all waiting for a little while, but we are back, and we promise not to go on a break like that again unless somebody dies. Lord, please don't let me die. I'm not gonna wood. But I'm just saying it's gonna be something serious if we ever do. We had to take a break.
We're gonna rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, because we can't have that.
But that's that. And you guys got anything else for the good of the order?
Make sure you go see A Wrinkle in Time. If you want to keep seeing Black Panther, go ahead. Let's keep them in the top two.
See tomorrow. Ladies, don't ever be ashamed of that booty.
That booty?
Especially
can I touch that booty?
I mean, if you pay for it, that's fine too, because that's your hard-earned money. I'm just saying, don't be ashamed of it. Hey, honey girl.
Right. So yeah, thanks guys for listening, and we're gonna go ahead and get out of here.
Bye, y'all.